What a pleasure to welcome to WBGO to talk about the Camus thread that continues as we push the rock up the hill, baby. Mm. But you got to picture everybody happy.
Mm. You got to be happy. There's no choice anymore, man. You have to choose to be happy these days.
Ben Sidran, good morning. Thank you for joining us, Gary.
My pleasure. You know, just coming out here is an existential experience here. It really is.
But being a jazz musician, I think we're a little more readily capable of handling those.
Yeah, we're trained. We are professionals. They shouldn't try this at home.
The changes that come about. Thanks for coming out, man. You're going to be out tonight at Mesro in New York City, right?
Yes, indeed, man. I'm so happy to be there, too, because it's a great little room, and I got a bunch of great cats hanging with me. Got Leo playing drums and Alexis Quadrado on bass, and special guest John Ellis going to come and sit and play some saxophone with us, so it's going to be good.
Ooh, John's on the new record, was on the record before.
I love this guy. Yeah. I love John Ellis.
And Will Bernard is also a returning suspect.
Yes. These are turning into the usual suspects.
Picture him happy. Why should we?
Because this is what Camus said. It's the only solution to the existential situation we find ourselves in. We're pushing this rock up the hill. We're never going to get to the top. The only way not to surrender to the fates and to triumph over the situation we find ourselves in is to be happy, as Johnny Griffin once said, in spite of conditions.
Yes, indeedy.
Yeah.
Seems like very timely advice, doesn't it?
Well, it's the case that this particular project that I did with some of these songs, like I May Be Wrong and Another Old Bull and stuff, was very timely, although I wrote these tunes before the recent debacle. Although the debacle is changing so quickly these days, it's hard to know what is the recent debacle.
You may have to stop putting out records.
I'm going to have to go back in time, man.
Start posting things on a blog or something.
It's really something what's going on here.
You're sitting at our wonderful grand piano, a Steinway. Would you grace us with a piece, maybe from this recording? Maybe
yeah,
not.
You know,
it's up to you.
I would like to do this song called I Might Be Wrong, because it really captures so much of where we are today. Well, I might be wrong, but it sure seems to me the past ain't what it was and the future ain't what it used to be. Oh, everywhere I go, I hear people say, man, you should have been here yesterday. You should have been here before the fall. Now it's the price of everything and the value of nothing at all. I might be wrong, but it seems those days are gone. The past ain't what it was, and the future won't be here long. Now we're all just the sons of the Dharma bums, wading in the water of the infinite flow. Every time you take a look, there's another dead guy in your address book. Where have all the good ones gone? Why did they leave us here to carry on? I might be wrong, but everywhere I go, them that knows don't talk, and them that talks don't know. If silence is the answer, what could the question be? I might be wrong, but that's how it seems to me. Now we're all just the sons of the Dharma bums, wading in the water of the infinite flow. And every time you turn a page, another actor leaves the stage. Where have all the good ones gone? Why did they leave us here to carry on? I might be wrong, but everywhere I go, them that knows don't talk, and them that talks don't know. If silence is the answer, what could the question be? I might be wrong, but that's how it seems to me. We watch as time passes, and then so do we. So do we. So do we. So do we.
You're just joining us, Ben Sidrons on piano, live at WBGO here today. I'm Gary Walker, and I might be wrong, but I think that's right.
Thank you, man.
That's what I think, and that's one of the stories you'll find on Picture Him Happy. He's Ben's new recording. I would imagine you'll be doing some of that at Mesro tonight.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. The new tunes are always fun to do.
About the passing of time.
Yeah.
And then you turn around and click, your time is up. But your time already has included work with people like Van Morrison. A lot of people know Space Cowboy, your association with Steve Miller, but also with Mose Allison, one of your heroes.
Yes, indeed.
One of your mentors,
yes,
Phil Woods.
Yes, indeed.
Producing Diana Ross, a Grammy, a Peabody Award winner for your work in media and jazz specifically.
It's been a great way of traveling, I have to tell you, Gary. You know, I was thinking about it this morning, stuck in traffic on my way out here, and thinking about how it's been, you know, 48 years of working in the jazz field, and what a great way of traveling it has been. Jazz is such a wonderful, rewarding way to live your life. It is a way of travel, and I'm so grateful to have been allowed to participate in it. You know, I'm still a 13-year-old at heart. I'm that fan, you know, who, when I was 13, man, if you told me I could ever meet Horace Silver, I would have made that deal. That would have been enough for me. And to have gotten to know Horace and all these cats, man, it's been wonderful.
See, it was a Blue Mitchell solo on a Horace Silver record. It kind of changed your life musically, didn't it?
Juicy Lucy, man. Blue Mitchell solo on Juicy Lucy when I was 13 years old. I had this record, and I listened to that solo. And I've subsequently talked to other cats who had the same experience with that solo. So I highly recommend, if you don't know the Juicy Lucy Blue Mitchell solo. But I kept listening to it over and over again. I had this sensation that I could almost understand what he was saying. It was such an articulate, such a literary thing just to hear him play. I must have listened to it 100 times, 200 times. I never did translate it into English grammar, but I certainly felt that Blue Mitchell and I had something in common, and it led me on.
What was it about Blue Mitchell that attracted you?
Is the sound of his voice, literally. It's like when you listen, you know, you call home and you hear your mother's voice on the phone, and it's, you know, it's not what she says so much as the sound of her voice. It's something of the sound of Blue's voice just said so much to me. I don't think I can be more specific than that. It really talked to me.
Well, and you guys would work together. Blue was on your first record, was he not?
He was indeed. You know, when I got my first record deal, we're talking 1971, I mean, literally, I left Capitol Records, where I'd signed this contract, and went home and started calling all over to try to find Blue Mitchell. And I found him in Hawaii working with the Ray Charles Orchestra. I said, Blue, you don't know me, but I'm going to make this record, and I wonder if you'd make it. And he said to me, Baby boy, I wish more people would call me. Of course I'll come and make the record with you. Just so sweet.
Coming in contact with people and making friends like Blue Mitchell has got to be one of the real rewards about any kind of career, but for a jazz musician, for a musician coming in contact with so many people during the course of your life and finding yourself, like in Sussex, when you were working on your doctorate degree over there, and walking into Charlie Watts's house, his castle, and Miles Davis Kind of Blue was on the box.
That's right. That's right. And I said, Charlie, I'm so glad to hear you listening to Miles. I said, I got to be honest with you. I don't listen to the Rolling Stones very much. And he said, well, that's all right, mate. Neither do we.
Just one of the many friends. Another friend that would be an inspiration. In fact, many people have commented that, you know, look toward Ben Sidran if you are looking for the torch of Mose Allison.
Mm. Boy, I don't know what to say about that. Mose put my wheels on the rails at one point when I was a young man and kind of going off the track. I would listen to this record he made called The Word from Mose, and he had songs on it, you know, like The Fool Killers Coming and stuff like that. It made me think, it's time to get serious. Mose really helped me out.
There's a record, there's a tune on your new record.
Oh, yeah.
Called Picture Him Happy. That I'm sure brings back fond memories for you. And that's, you know, just hanging with your good friend, Mose Allison.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Now we're riding in a car through the streets of New Orleans. It's pouring down rain, roads ain't nothing but streams. He's looking out the window and he turns to me and says, he says, welcome to the quagmire, son. And then he shakes his head and he says something at the time I didn't really understand, cause it came right out of nowhere. You know the man is so offhand, but anytime he wants to, you know he'll cut you like a knife. He said it all comes down to someone's money versus someone else's life. Now we're in a bar in Soho. It's winter and it's dark, and we're eating some spaghetti at this little jazz club by the park. And he's laughing about a time way back in the past, this little joint in Tippo where folks used to stop for gas. They put a nickel in the jukebox, make some music play, have a cold Coca-Cola, hear what T-Bone got to say. And then he asked me, man, you ever hear about the Bohawk grind? I said, no. He said, me neither, baby, but that's what I'm gonna find. Man's looking for the Bohawk grind. He said, I don't worry about a thing, cause ain't nothing gonna be all right. He said, I might be nobody this morning, I was someone last night. He said, I'm not talking cause it just don't pay. He said, I'm just trying to swing a little in my way. Now we're in a recording studio in Manhattan. Paul motions at the drums and we're taking a slow five. Up this story comes, it's about Brew Moore. Fell down the steps at Tivoli and dies, and he's kind of laughing, but man, he's got a sad look in his eyes. And he says, you know that man was never on the cover of a magazine, and he just inherited $1 million. Scene was clean, and there was a moment of silence in respect for man's fate. He said, if I ever write my book, I'm calling it Too Much Too Late. I'm gonna call it Too Much Too Late. He said, if you live, your time will come. He said, your mind is on vacation, your mouth is working overtime. He said, I got no trouble living, it's just dying that bothers me. He said, everybody's crying mercy, they don't know the meaning of the word. No, they don't know the meaning of the word. He said, the fool killer's coming, I do believe it's true. He said, the fool killer's coming, I believe he's got his eye on me and you. He said, look here, what you think you're gonna be doing next year? He said, ever since the world ended, I don't get out as much. He said, money ain't the answer, cause it can't buy cancer. He said, that gray-haired geezer you think you see, that ain't me. He said, I'm just a lucky so-and-so, just mixing up the boogie and the do-si-do. He said, thank God for self-love. He said, thank God for self-love.
Guy was very close to you, who we lost in recent times. In fact, you spoke at his celebratory service. Tommy La Puma, what did he mean to you? And why?
Well, Tommy, it was just one of the great cats of all times, man. I mean, Tommy came up, you know, out of Cleveland, started out as a barber, and even before that, you know, he had a very difficult time as a child. He had an illness that put him in bed for 3 years, man, and he said he had a little portable radio that saved his life, literally saved his life. It was the only friend he had, and he discovered rhythm and blues. And then he became a tenor player, you know, and he dropped out of school in 10th grade and went on the road. And so, I mean, this guy came from the nub. This was not some, you know, Johnny-come-lately attorney wanting to get into music business. No. This was a guy who came from the nub. And I met him in 1971 out in L.A., and he was running a company called Blue Thumb Records, and he signed me to his label. And you know, in many ways, I've never said this, but it was downhill from there, because at Blue Thumb, these cats said, man, do what you want to do. You know, make the record you want to make. Do what you want to do. You got an idea, go follow it. You know, that's almost unheard of. It is unheard of today. People don't say that to you anywhere anymore. But those cats did, and Tommy did. So he was somebody who would have been a good friend of mine, even if there was no music business. He was just an amazing cat.
You know, we miss people like Tommy LaPuma for the simple fact that when they come to you and they say, do what you want to do, it's a charge in a way that kind of rules out any possibility of faking it.
Ah, isn't that the truth?
You know?
Isn't that the truth? And today, you know. Everybody here is faking. Everybody here is a fraud. Everybody knows they're mistaken. And everybody's praying that they don't get caught. It's like me and like you. Everybody's faking it too. Everybody here is lying. No one here is telling the truth. Everybody's out here denying, trying to make you think that they got the proof. It's like me and like you. Everybody's faking it too. Now don't be afraid if you think you're a fake. I got some real good news for you. Take a look and you'll see, like you and like me, everybody's faking it. Everybody's faking it. And everybody's out here just acting. Everybody's wearing disguise. People are busy distracting, hoping you don't notice it's all improvised. It's like me and like you. Everybody's faking it too. Some real good news for you. Take a look and you'll see, like you and like me, everybody's faking it. Everybody's faking it. Everybody out here is posing. Everybody's using a front. Nobody out here is disclosing. Somebody somewhere is bearing a brunt. It's like me and like you. Everybody's faking it. Me and like you. Ain't no mistaking it. Me and like you. We all got forsaken it. Me and like you. We all give and taking it. Like me and like you. Everybody's faking it too.
Yeah, we should call this record Picture Them Happy.
Picture Them All Happy.
Getting it done, father and son. Ben and Leo Sidran, who will be with Ben tonight on the drums.
Yes, sir.
Right?
Yes, sir.
At Mesro in New York City. You've been there before.
Yeah.
And it's always a delight when Ben Sidran is in sight. And, and as cool as this recorded stuff is, and picture him happy, is where you'll find some of the selections we've been enjoying this morning. There is nothing like the live experience. As from the new record, Picture Him Happy, Ben Sidran, and a little Shaboogie. See, it's always good to look over your shoulder sometimes. Mm-hmm. That music is infectious, man. That's the kind of stuff that made people very, very happy. In fact, I walked down the hallway to ask Ben a question, and I opened the door to the performance room, and both Ben and his son were dancing. And I thought, I'm just going to leave this alone, and I'll come back, and we'll just talk about it on the air. But, you know, we're going to do the Shaboogie. Check this out. A week from tomorrow night, on board the deck of the Intrepid.
Oh, get down.
We're going to have a swing dance party.
Oh, nice. Oh, nice.
So, the Shaboogie, everybody gets a pair of tickets and a life preserver in case it gets out of hand and you just Shaboogie right off the end there.
Well, that's a way to neutralize the war machine, man, right there.
It is. Just a little Shaboogie. Mm. And they're doing it out in Brooklyn, and thank God for the F train for making that happen.
Ooh, F-Train, can I do that? Can I do that?
Absolutely. That's a fun tune. Once again, at Mesro tonight for you folks in Brooklyn, jump on that F-Train come on down to Mesro.
When you're dying on the platform from the heat and the smoke, the skinny girl from T-Neck thinks it's all a big joke. You're waiting on the G-Train and the AC is broke. You say, thank God for the F-Train. You say, thank God for the F-Train. Now some people ride to work and some people ride to war, and some people got no idea what they're riding for. Some people get on board just because they shut the door. But thank God for the F-Train. I said, thank God for the F-Train. It might be raining on the surface, might be coming down in sheets. Forget the car service, nothing moving on the streets. You gotta get to Midtown, ain't no service on your phone. Well, get yourself a ticket, baby, join the underground. There's a drummer down in Chelsea trying to get to Union Hall, and there's a real estate broker trying to make a conference call. Guys selling umbrellas before the prices fall. They all thank God for the F-Train. They all thank God for the F-Train. There's a politician out hustling up some votes, and there's a statistician out counting up some goats. Me, I'm wondering what those two girls are hiding in their coats. Here comes a river. You think this baby floats? You can thank old Ronald Reagan for screwing up the skies, and you can thank the Boys at Normal for trying to decriminalize, and you can thank that place in Red Hook for those fine key lime pies. But thank God for the F train. Thank God for the F-Train. Thank God for the F-Train. Thank God for the F-Train.
And thank God for the S-Plane. That Sidran plane that got him from out there Madison way to our way this morning at WBGO. It's always a great time with Ben Sidran. The new record, Picture Him Happy. And the theory that, you know, you got to push the rock up the hill anyway, you might as well do it with a smile on your face.
I'm telling you, Johnny Griffin said it to me about 30 years ago. He said, you know, this music, this is your music, this is our music, this music is made by people who have chosen to feel good in spite of conditions. And he was laughing and swinging and carrying on, and I'll never forget that, man, because that's some of the best advice I've ever had.
You know, the cats out on the road, they really, they live the life, and a life on the road, not always the most pleasant.
That's
somebody
right.
Told me a story, Clifford Jordan and Tommy Flanagan sitting at a late night after a gig, and they were at the bar, and a guy came over and said, I'm sorry, gentlemen, the bar is closed. And Tommy looked at him and said, the bar is closed to my heart.
That's right.
Picture him happy.
Picture him happy.
And tonight at Mesro, who's going to be with you?
The great John Ellis is going to come sit in. The wonderful Alexis Quadrado on bass, and the inimitable Leo Sidrins playing drums.
Picture him happy and hippie, and picture you folks happy tonight at Mesro in New York City. Picture him happy, the new record from Ben Sidran. Will you take us out this morning with the title track?
I certainly will.
Excellent.
Now there's a man and a rock and a real steep hill. The sun is so hot even the shadows can kill. Keeps right on pushing, trying to get to the top. But the forces of nature try to make a man drop. He's down on his knees in a world full of pain. But time after time he gets back up again. You got the picture. You gotta picture him happy. Picture him happy. Now the sun is the truth and ain't no place to hide. The rock is time passing and time will abide. The hill is just a shape of all things to come. And the man, he just suffering in the heat and the sun. Try to find some meaning in a world that don't care. But the rock won't talk and the hill don't share. You got the picture. You gotta picture him happy. Picture him happy. You see another man, another rock, going up another hill.
Title track of the new record, Picture Him Happy. And tonight when that god-awful sun goes down, find yourself at Mesro in New York City and enjoy some Ben Sidran live like we have this morning. Ben, always a thrill and always a treat, man.
Mine entirely, Gary. I love you guys out here on Jazz Radio. You're doing the Lord's work.
Thank you very much.